listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby, TV critic for the Detroit News. Thanks for tuning in. On today's TV Madness, I'll be talking about two of my favorite bump in the night shows, AMC's The Walking Dead and FX's American Horror Story. Both shows have given me nightmares, in a good way, if there is such a thing. And both shows prove that scary programs on TV are making a triumphant comeback. The Walking Dead just aired its shocking, and I mean shocking, fall finale. And I promise not to spoil it for people who haven't seen it, because I know who few of you are. And but it's a doozy, so you don't wait too long, because I'm one of the good guys, but everybody else, not so much they're going to tell you if you don't hurry up and watch it. But the show will be back next year, and I cannot wait. And then there's American Horror Story, a haunted house show I didn't like initially. I really didn't. But that has over time and, you know, some screams and some crazy chilling scenes become a permanent resident on my DVR and on my Twitter posts. The funny thing is, I still don't know if I like it, but I can't stop watching it. So what are you going to do? To help me wade through all of this blood and guts and gore, I've invited fellow TV critic Mac Fowler. He is an entertainment editor for IGN TV. And we'll be talking about The Walking Dead and American Horror Story. Welcome to the show, Matt. Matt?
Thanks. Yeah. I'm all those things, yeah.
Thanks again for doing the show.
Yeah, no problem. And I heard what you were saying at the beginning, and I remember when they screened the first episode of American Horror Story.
Uh-huh.
Back when we were both back at the press tour this summer, and I didn't go see it.
Oh, I was going to ask you what you thought.
But I knew people who came out of it, and some hated it.
People were like, I mean, not talking just hated it. They had, like, pitchforks. Like, they were, like, looking.
No, I know. And then so I watched it with sort of low expectations, uh-huh. My coworker was like, I think you'll like this. I don't even know what that means. Uh-huh. He's like, I think this is a show you'll like, Matt. So
what is that?
I don't know what that speaks to. But I watched it, and kind of like what you said was, I didn't think it was quality, but I thought it was very interesting what they were doing and very watchable.
Right.
And because there was a lot of style, especially in the first, like, two or three episodes, there was a lot of style over substance.
Mm-hmm.
And they were throwing so much at the screen.
It was so much. I mean, that's what people were like. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. The show basically is homage, tribute, or a big mishmash melting pot of every horror movie or TV show you've seen.
Right.
Including true horrific events that have actually happened in America. Like, you talk about
the
Columbine or something like that. So they've thrown everything together.
Everything. So,
one of the things that I think the show has done pretty well, though, because it can get frustrating really quickly with how many questions it raised, is that it answered them a lot of questions very quickly.
Right. And I have to give them props for that, because I hate when shows do that, where they have all these questions and there's no resolution, or you wait forever, and when you finally find out who the killer is or whatever, you're like, that's what you came up with?
I think a lot of TV watchers, and especially as TV critics these days, when things don't get answered quickly enough, or as quickly as we want them to be at least, we start feeling like they don't really know the answer themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We start thinking like now they're just biding their time because they don't know what they want to say.
Right. And the thing is, you know, I mean, it's a tough business. Writing is, as we know, is not easy. And if you're pulling it out of your butt, so be it. But don't make it obvious.
Yeah, I know. And so, I mean, that show is, pretty much you've got the haunted house, mm-hmm. that pretty much every horrible thing has happened in.
I know.
So a big question when the show started was, how will this show be able to sustain itself? You know, how are you going to make a series out of a haunted house story that we've only seen in a two-hour movie?
Right.
And what they've done is they've not just given the house one tragic, horrific backstory.
Mm-hmm.
They've given it one every decade.
Exactly.
Over the course of almost 100 years.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of stories to keep. They're still telling you. In fact, tonight's episode, they're going to tell you another story that you didn't know about. You think you were done with all the ghosts, but they're going to tell you that again. So,
okay, but here's the risk, though, with that. And the same thing people have complained about with Grimm. You run the risk of, like, creature of the week. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, they can't make it ghost of the week. Like, oh, you thought it was, and there's also a ghost in this room, too. Like, what?
Well, it's funny you mention creatures, because primarily we've been dealing with murder and ghosts on this show.
Uh-huh.
But a few weeks back, they started getting into Rosemary's Baby territory.
So they start
talking about the devil, and that seems like a very different element, horror-wise, than just psycho killers. You know, that's supernatural stuff. I mean, even different than ghosts.
Yeah, I'm just glad she wasn't hysterically pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, please don't do that with the Glee thing, Ryan Murphy, where
right,
she's
right.
like, I'm not really pregnant, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm like, oh, God.
She's not hysterically pregnant. She's doubly pregnant with twins now.
Now it's twins, and she's eating brains. I don't know. I'm hanging in there with it. And it's funny because when I before the show started, Ryan Murphy was talking about how, interestingly enough, The Walking Dead inspired him to do the show. I mean, he was already going to do the show, but mm-hmm. I think when he saw the AMC, I think a lot of producers, writers, networks, when they saw AMC pull off The Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, it was such a big genre project, right? Like The Walking Dead, and how well it was received.
Right.
And you really have created, around Halloween time in the fall, a new season for horror television.
It's
and pretty
perfect.
Much before Walking Dead, what you would be watching now would be Dexter.
Which is not quite scary, except chilling.
That was the killer show, right?
Right,
it's
chilling.
That was on in the fall, but now there's more.
Yeah. Yeah. Or True Blood. I mean, True Blood was like more of a
summer. True Blood, yeah. So it would be like True Blood, Dexter, people who like that kind of, the
gore. But it's completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different. What show scared you as a kid? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, the Friday the 13th show.
Oh.
Oh, God, that show used to scare me.
That's the thing, is, like, we're not used to horror shows that aren't anthology shows.
Oh, true.
So every time we've seen a horror show, like a Tales from the Crypt or Tales from the Dark Side, they've been a new story every week.
Mm-hmm.
So American Horror Story was really a new type of show because it was continuing the same story.
Right. Well, with the twist, right? It's the
yeah.
same house, same people we infect it. But like you said, like a different horror story from the past, the history of this house and all this other stuff.
And as we head towards the end of this season, it's already been picked up for a second season, and people are wondering, how will it even maintain? And it's done a good job so far, this one season. How is it going to keep going? Will there be a new family?
They have to have a new family move in.
We know all, part of the one of the things a lot of people liked about the show early on is that there were so many questions, and now they've been answered.
Yeah.
So if you go into season two with a new family, you know what the story is about. You know what the house is up to,
What do you think of Dylan Walsh's character or his performance?
Or
Dylan McDermott. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting my Dylans mixed up.
I think you're the first person to actually mistake Dylan Walsh for Dylan McDermott and not Dylan McDermott for Dermot Mulroney, which is the usual confusion.
What? No, here's the thing. It's funny. I really wish you could have gone to this greeting after FX showed us the first episode, because then like I told you, it was like an angry mob building, and people were sitting around going, "What's with Ryan Murphy and these Dylans? Dylan Walsh and Dylan McDermott, neither one of them can act. They're both pretty." And I was just like, "What?"
Oh,
and then
man.
I thought about it, and I was like, "Maybe they're right. They're both pretty, and they aren't the best actors." And
I think the actors on the show have that hard position of having to play it straight. Like, there's so many crazy things that we see on the TV show. They have to act like things are normal. And if his role has been, like, he has to act, he doesn't know that he still doesn't know what's going on in the house.
How could he? Come on, doesn't he know his mistress is dead?
So it's kind of a thankless role because, you're always going to be criticizing the character.
He always plays that role.
Because the character is always going to be doing something that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
He does, I do think McDermott's a little one-note, but
he has, like, two expressions. Like, one is, like, sad.
There was a sci-fi film I liked growing up called Hardware that I really bug everybody at work about because I'm obsessed with it, that he was in. That was, like, 20 years ago. So.
Okay, I'll rent that. Thank you.
I don't know. It's not for everyone. Okay,
well,
I'm not telling you it's a good movie.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but if you were asking me what scared me growing up, it actually wasn't horror shows. It was TV movies, there were old TV movies about Adam, about the real kidnapped boy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, real crime stories scared me more than horror growing up.
Yeah, because, what was that, Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah, yeah, it was Walsh's son. It was Adam Walsh.
Yeah.
So it was John Walsh's son from
America's Most Wanted. But Unsolved Mysteries used to scare me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
True crime
was always more terrifying,
yeah.
And that's the part of the show on American Horror Story, the part that actually kind of got under my skin the most so far was the school shooting.
That's so true. No, the school shooting and the home invasion one really messed with me.
Oh, that type of stuff. Like, when they start hitting a little too close to home on a show that's kind of outrageous, then you start getting really unsettled.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I let you go, what did you think of the fall finale? I know we can't really say anything, like I said, because I don't want to ruin it for anybody, of The Walking Dead.
I thought, this is not a happy show.
No.
The basic premise alone, the world is over, is not it's not all sunshine. I mean,
no.
So I think it was kind of funny the way that the show sent us off in a really kind of really powerfully sad way into the holidays. You know, it's like,
I know, Merry Christmas, MFs. It's like, oh, my God.
So,
what?
But, yeah, I think again, kind of like with Dylan McDermott's character on American Horror Story, people are really invested in the characters on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And when they start doing things that we wouldn't do, in this, we put ourselves into this scenario. We're kind of like trying to survive the zombie outbreak along with these characters.
Right.
We're like part of the gang. And like when they start doing things we think are dumb, we get really upset about
it. Or cold or callous. Or,
yeah, or dangerous
or
to
dangerous.
The group. Or yeah. We start going, wait a minute. You're going to get us all killed. You
right.
know?
It's a zombie apocalypse, sucker. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm very interested to see, like, what state of mind the whole gang will be in when we meet them again. So.
Yeah, next year. Thank you so much for doing the show. You are so awesome, Maddie.
Thank you so much, Makisha. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
I'm going to thank our guest, Matt Fowler from IGN TV. And he's an editor, and he's an awesome TV critic. And he did the show today, made it better. I also want to thank our sponsor, Sushi Popper. Go to sushipopper.com to buy sushi online. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Leo. Thank you so much for working with me and making everything good. He's an engineer at NPR West, and NPR West, I have to thank you as well. And Fanny Wang, strange name, great sound. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Adam Janis. And make sure you watch a lot of TV over the holidays. What else are you going to do? Take care.